Okay, tonight is Wednesday, March 6, 2019, and this is a new moon session. And for those of you who don't know me, I think everybody does, but this is Debbie Moran. Oh, I love it. More people just suddenly came on. So I've started the recording. If anybody wants to actually state an intention, has anything they want to say or contribute, please feel free to do so. If you don't, that's okay too. If you want to say it out loud, you know, there's a theory that it actually has more power if it's spoken and it's witnessed, because it's really kind of what we do for each other. We come together as a group and we're here kind of, you know, the old religions, they didn't have it all wrong. But so there is this dynamic of coming together to witness one another and to witness what it is we are wanting to actualize in our lives.
Hi, Debbie. It's Angela.
Hi, Ange.
How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm fine. Things are crazy. And I do have an intention I'd like to say out loud. So
okay, perfect.
Okay. So my intention is to let go and watch everything unfold. And I want to share a quote from Muji because it really encapsulates how, like, what I want to set for this new moon. And it says, the greatest step towards a life of happiness and simplicity is to let go. Trust in the power that is already taking care of you spontaneously without effort. And I just really want to embrace that right now.
Lovely. Let's just everybody breathe into that, actually. Thanks, Ange. Did you want to say anything else?
I kind of do.
Go for it.
So I had a session with you recently because things were just kind of popping in almost on a daily, and that in some ways has continued. So mm-hmm. It's exciting and it's terrifying and it's amazing, and there's like all this stuff happening where just coming into a being that it's like I've never been here before, and my brain is trying to wrap itself around what is happening, and that's not working. And so that's where the intention of, like, just let go. Like, every night I go to sleep, it's like, brain, can you just let me go to sleep? You're not going to work this out right now. I just need to rest. I don't know what everyone else's experience has been so far in 2019, but mine's been a whole lot of just new experiences, new feelings, new energetic connections, things that I don't understand. But I want to trust that they're there to support me.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Because it's coming up now, I'm going to just say it, and then anybody else is welcome to join in at any point. But as you were, just before you started talking, and as you were talking, what came up were a couple of things. Confusion. And it's confusion of the brain. And part of it was that statement to let go really is the answer, and yet there is a challenge in our biology and in our mental realms and in different aspects of our being and for all of us that says, what is it? How? How? I don't know how to do that. So I'll do it. I'm happy to hear the brain. I'm happy to do that. I'm really happy to do that. Please just tell me how. And so that's why your mind and your brain are just kind of like circling around that. Like, it looks like a drain, going down the drain. Like, it's like, help me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me. I know you can tell me. I'll do it. Just tell me how.
That's what it feels like.
That's what I see. And here's another. So what we want to do is we want to breathe into that and tell your mind and tell your brain both, because the brain is really like the organ of the mind. To just relax and breathe with us right now. It doesn't have to do anything. It gets to relax. It gets to relax. And it's in a space and with a collection of people who are holding space with it and for it. And that, so it, I see it like being cradled. It's like, let's cradle it right now and let's just bring it to this space where it can just rest and breathe and allow the space and the answers to come. And yet part of that coming of the answers needs to come through the connections of more than the head brain and the mental realm. So it's about kind of, and now I saw it go, tilt, what? So it's like it turned around like, what? It's like it was starting to relax. And then I said that and it's like, what? Okay. So it's like I wanted to just kind of, I'm just saying, okay, calm down. It's like a cat now feeling like, okay, I need to just relax. Hi, Kelso. I just need to pet the cat.
Let it breathe. He's like resting right here.
Nice. Let it breathe. Yeah, the cat is like, when the cat is relaxed, the cat just knows everything is cool. Everything is calm. There's no worries. No worries. And when it needs to pounce, it can do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, head brain, mental realm. What we want to do is introduce you to the heart brain. So, I actually see it. I have the image of, I'm going to stand up now. So, I actually have the image of, like, the head brain, like, looking down. Like, what? What is that? So, it's like, look, there's a heart brain there. And it's actually attached to a body that you are in, theoretically. So
what you described has been like the whole thing. The brain looking down and go, wait, what is that?
Exactly. So I'm saying, hey, meet your relative.
Yay.
You are related to this energy. You are connected to this energy. You don't have to go down the drain by yourself. You have help with all of us outside, but you also have help with all of you inside. I'm like standing on my toes now. It's like out of balance. I'm not sure if I can do this. So the equilibrium of the brain, it's like we need to reorient it in such a way that it is sitting level on top of the head so that it not only can look down to the chest in the heart center, it can breathe into it. And it's like there's this interesting energy coming through of like, what, really? Really? Can I trust this? Can I trust this? So it feels like in this session, this is how we're beginning with this whole introduction and integration of, can I trust this? Can I let go? I don't know how to let go, so I can't really let go, because if I knew how to let go, I could do it. Can I trust? I don't know if I can trust. So all these words are a bit befuddling, because it's like easy to say. How do I do it? And the key for right now is the breath. Just breathe into that awareness. Just breathe into that awareness. And here's the other thing. It's like maybe you don't know how, and maybe because it's not just a single job. It's not a singularity. It's not a singularity. The brain is not a singularity. The mind is not a singularity. It's all part of a collective of the whole. Ah. So it's like, it's not circling the drain anymore, but it is still the spiraling energy. It's sitting with that and going, oh, that feels good. Who'd have thought? Coming from the brain, that's funny. Who'd have thought? And there's a little bit of fear in the heart center and in the brain. There's a little bit of fear in that, do I trust? Let me check out my surroundings. Let me do a 360-degree circle so I can actually make sure that I'm in a safe space. So we're calling on the senses now. Ah. Ooh, that is interesting. The senses, it was like, like the senses and the sensuality were whoa, intense. Kind of like, this feels good. I don't even know why it feels good, but this feels good. This is just the brain talking. The heart's going, it's the heart that's feeling all the senses. The heart's going, ooh. It's almost like a shiver of ecstasy. Like, oh, way, yay, yay, yay. There's an opportunity here to listen. There's an opportunity here to remember. Bless you. There's an opportunity here to remember. Because you don't have to know how. Actually, you don't have to learn how. You know how, you just have to remember. So it's a remembering that we're calling into being right now. And it's not, and it's like, we're going to have to do some cleanup around that word, because that word immediately started the stomach into remembering. I don't want to remember all that. Because we don't want to remember all the struggles and all the pains. We want to integrate them. So we can remember the awareness we gained, the blessings that came through, the strengths that showed up. Unbeknownst to the subconscious, which still lurks in the shadows, like, I don't know if I want to stick my head out because something might bite it off. And getting into interest in postures, it's really quite funny. So, heart. Thank you. I had the thought. I didn't even speak it, but I had the thought. So, heart, what do you need from the brain? And I felt it happen. Oh. Connection. I need to know that I am connected. I need to know that I'm heard, that I'm felt, that I'm seen, I'm acknowledged, I'm recognized as part of the whole. And I need a coming together. A union. Mm. emerging, a divine union. Head, heart, belly. The heart knows about the belly, the gut brain. The head's like, what? Don't confuse me anymore. So the heart is kind of acting as the mediator right now through the breath, through the pumping of the blood and the pumping of the EMFs, the energy waves. These torsion fields of the heart. They're going out to the head and to the belly to make a connection. Actually, to make an introduction. Like we just introduced the heart and the head. It's kind of like the heart is like, hey, I am here. I am the relator. I'll take it from here. So it's introducing now the head and gut brains, which we've been doing all along. But it's been an enigma to the brain, to the mental realm. And here's another thing that's come up recently, and it's coming up again, is the mind and the mental realm likes to associate with the spirit realm, the spirit aspect of our being. And so it somehow feels disconnected or disassociated from the body, hence not recognizing, oh, there's a whole part of me down here. So it's bringing that breath, that spirit into the body. Through the skin. Through the entire cellular metabolism. Getting the heart pumping. Not in a anxious, gotta get it out sort of way. In a, ooh. How luxurious is that? Let's just send all that through the body, down to the toes, up to the hair on the head, everywhere. Sharing endorphins, connecting neurotransmitters, connecting head, heart, and belly. Thank you again, Kelso. I swear I see the, I feel the cat energy really strong. So it's like, ah, now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. The other thing that came up from that very beginning, when we launched this one, Ange, was options. The brain has been getting confused because in actuality it has so many options. It has so many blessings and so many opportunities that it's afraid of missed opportunities. It's afraid of missed blessings, so it tries to latch on to all of them. Now I have a picture of a dog, and you throw the ball, and then you throw another ball, and then he goes from one ball to the next, dropping it, and then he tries to put all three balls in his mouth, and he can't do it. So he loses the ball. So it's really just allowing those opportunities to show up. So there's the key. There's the key for the brain right now in the beginning, actually. Just in the beginning stages of the key for the brain right now is you don't have to know how to do it. You just get to breathe into it and allow it and become curious. Just become curious. Okay, I just muted everybody just because there was some background noise. If somebody wants to say something, please hit star six and unmute themselves so that you can. So that's how you mute and unmute, star six. So that whole art of allowing. We say to the brain, meet your relatives. Head, heart, belly. Head, heart, gut. Head, heart, enteric system. And that's not just physically. It's multidimensional in terms of energy bodies. So just breathe into that and allow that. And just be curious and see what shows up. We come back to trust, you say? Trust. How do I allow and trust? Again, just play with the trusting. Make it a game. So here, brain, we give you a puzzle. And the puzzle is, how curious and how much fun can you have? How curious can you be and how much fun can you have? I just saw the subconscious, the little archival librarian go, I don't know, let me go see. And do it knowing you are connected to the heart and to the gut brain. And do it knowing that they are not albatrosses around your neck, or they are not anchors holding you in restriction and limitation. They are allies. They are partners. They are part of you, part of the whole. And you'll have a whole lot more fun if you play with them. Wow. Does anybody else want to say something? If you do, it's star six. And while everybody's thinking if they want to say something, let's tap our heads and our hearts and our navels, our bellies. Breathe into that. And I see, for some reason, I see a kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope. It's like the image of the universe is a kaleidoscope. And it's the universe is massive and the universe is you. And you. And you. And me. So this kaleidoscope, an interesting concept I'm seeing. It's starting to do some swirling. And when I say it's an interesting concept, because it's like the linear brain likes to think of, how can it be a kaleidoscope? Because how can our being come into focus? It needs a bit of stability. Yet the kaleidoscope comes into focus, goes out of focus, comes into a new focus, goes out of focus, comes into a new focus, and is a constantly shifting focus, which is actually a brilliant representation of letting go. We think when we focus, we can't move. We need to continually look at the dot on the floor and wait for it to move. And if we somehow look away, we're going to miss it. And this image of this metaphor of this kaleidoscope is saying, just imagine what you'll see. Just imagine what you'll see. Hmm. I hear Nisargadatta, understanding is all. And then I also hear the not a contradiction, but an addition to that that says, understanding is all, and understanding can be overrated because understanding is all, and yet understanding is always evolving. If we think we understand and we stay static in that understanding, we start to rigidify. And the pains and the traumas that come to us to get us moving. And we think we can't move until we get another dot to sit and look at. But if we allow ourselves to continually move and evolve with the kaleidoscope, to continually move and evolve with the relating of ourselves to ourselves and the parts of ourselves to the parts of ourselves and parts of ourselves to the parts of ourselves and the parts of the parts of the parts, always relating as that kaleidoscope. And then if we just take a moment and breathe and pause, the horizons change. And we can actually change directions without fear of falling off the edge of the earth. That's an interesting metaphor. It's like there's a dynamic of, I must be on my path. I must find my path. And then I must not get off my path. Well, how scary is that?
This is Angela. You just touched on something that has come up recently. And that was when you're talking about, you know, feeling like you're going to fall off the earth. It's like things have been shifting so much, like drastically and so quickly, that that's what it feels like. It's like, you know, getting up in the morning and thanking my feet that they are supporting me, no matter what the earth feels like beneath it. It just feels like the earth is shifting. It's not even the earth. It's my balance of whatever it is I'm standing on. It feels like it's moving so fast that I really am having to trust that my feet are planted and that I'm not going to fall off the earth.
I so feel that. That's wonderful. It's wonderful that you're thanking your feet, because that's exactly what I'm feeling. And you're not the only one. So it's really lovely.
Yay. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I know this one. It's amazing and terrifying all at the same time. But just the knowing of not, you know, being able to evolve and move, and with all of the evolving and moving that's happening outside, like it's not just internal. It's really feeling how everything is connected, and I'm shifting and moving, and you're shifting and moving, and the energy between us is shifting and moving, and that's where I'm not sure I have my balance. So feet, please keep me planted in the right spot, or to move in the right spot so that I don't fall off the earth.
That's so lovely. It's so lovely. And there's truth in that. And it's like everything is shifting. And I believe we touched on it the last couple of times with the sessions, that we are multidimensional, multiversing. We are multiverses, not universes. And so, now, of course, A Miracle says we're shifting dimensions all the time. And all the players look the same, but if you notice them, there's a behavior difference. As you evolve and as you shift your way of being, the people around you suddenly shift their way of being. And from that perspective, we're actually going bloop into another dimension, into another universe. Sometimes just knowing that can make it a ride that's enjoyable instead of a nightmare. Depends on if you like roller coasters.
That's exactly how it is. It's like,
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Oh, I just saw an angel. And I actually literally, Norman's holding his hands up, like, thank you for acknowledging me. Which is very cute and true. And when I said, I just saw and felt an angel, I also felt like wings open up on my back. So what I'm saying is that is part of the evolution. Are we going to grow literal wings? Who knows? Who knows? That's part of, there's a fear too. There's a fear of, what does evolution mean? Am I going to be a cockroach? I hate cockroaches. I don't hate cockroaches. I personally love them, but most people don't. So they're afraid you're going to grow 16 eyeballs and 30 legs. I'm glad you can't see me right now, because I'm that right now. So that's where the trust comes in.
But if you do all that, that it's still okay.
Yeah, and it's probably not going to happen that way.
Right. Well, at first I thought, well, you're going to, that's where the trust comes in, that that's not going to happen. And I was like, yeah, but then if it did, that it would actually be okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, here's the trust factor is trusting that truly the universe really is working in your favor. And when it's working in your favor, it doesn't mean it's working in some against someone else. It's like, what do they call that? From Arrival, the movie about the zero sum. Everybody's a winner. I'm doing the weirdest things right now. I'm standing on my right leg, and I'm like, I can't even explain it. I feel like I'm like teeter-tottering. That's what it feels like right now. It's like there's a lot of people and a lot of energies like out of balance. Standing on one leg and on shaky ground, like you described earlier. It's like, And that's when the thoughts take over. And the emotions and the old stories and the fears. So there's so much entanglement between the emotions and the thoughts. We worked on that some last time. I feel like there's more layers to do. Back to the throat. Choking. There's still some choking going on. I feel a lot of animal energy, so it's our primal bodies. Our primal bodies are feeling choked off. It's our biology, and I see like big iron collars around a donkey's neck and hideous face, iron face masks on horses in battle. So this is our relationship in the past with biology. With the natural world, there is this sense of needing to restrain ourselves, needing to restrain that wild side for fear that that wild side is going to cause chaos and mob mentality inspires. And guess what? The true wild side does none of that. The true wild side is so free that it lives in harmony with the world around it. Does it kill? Yes, it kills when it needs to eat. It kills when it feels threatened. But for the most part, it just is. And it creates chaos and mob mentality when we try to restrain it. So I feel like we're working with that energy of restraint. What is that? It's like I can't move right now. And I'm like bent back, my knees are twisted in, and I'm pigeon-toed, and my knees are twisted in. It's like I'm chained to something. And the chain is heavy metal, which I found, part of me found funny because I'm not a big heavy metal fan. But it's the chains of heavy metal, which is old grief, old, so old. Wow. It's like going through the timelines and setting massive chunks of history free in all of our lives and in our collective consciousness. There's so much sadness and grief around repression and fear, and it's not the emotions that is a problem, it's the restraints, the judgments. It's coming in harmony. It's setting those chunks. They're like nightmares and horrors, setting them free in our psyches and in the threads of consciousness between all of us. Oh, yeah. There is a lot of it. And I feel like there's this major energy, like hunched over, looking down on creation. I'm not sure exactly what this is yet. It's stagnation. As simple as that, it's stagnation. So what can we do with that? We're calling on the elements. And bringing in the planets. Funny, I heard, what planets? So this feels like it's a blending of lifetimes. And this stagnation just felt, it's that restrained grief, that restrained emotional body, that's what it is, the restrained emotional body. We're taking the chains off of its legs, its arms, its whole body. It's almost encased in middle. Helping it up because it's been hunched over and repressed for so long, it doesn't even know it has legs to stand. So I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm giving it a hug. And I'm taking its hand and just walking it through a doorway. Setting it free. Now we come back to biology. We go to the hypothalamus. The moon. I'm studying German now. So der Mond comes to mind, which is interesting because we call the moon feminine and the sun masculine. In German, it's the other way around. The moon is masculine and the sun is feminine. How's that for beauty? How's that for yin and yang? How's that for grace? Oh, I see this beautiful, like, golden starlight energy, kind of like this glittering starlight energy just descending from the heavens. Throughout the earth, throughout our bodies. And I hear again, remember. Remember who you are. And I'm watching as things coalesce and come together, almost like watching the birth of mankind. You know, their science has actually said we are stardust. And that image is actually coming through to show the grace and the beauty of all that. And somewhere along the way, in our individuation process, we got scared and thought there was only room for a certain number of beings. And if we couldn't relate to them, they didn't look like us, act like us, think like us, talk like us, they were a threat. So somewhere in our multiverse of being, we decided that wasn't okay. So I see like this net, it's like this big light fishing net coming through collective consciousness, just kind of skimming off the residue of all of that, the residue of there's not enough, I'm not enough. Because that thought process created a strong need for greed. Out of fear of survival. So now we're in the pineal pituitary link. The yin and yang there, the masculine and feminine. And we're cleaning out the circuitry between the two. It's almost like the image that's coming up is like two rundown houses with overgrowth of thorns and vines to the point of you can't see the individual houses and you certainly can't see between the houses. It was like a defense mode. Let's build a natural environment of defense. Which is kind of funny, actually, when I just said defense, because there's so many fences that go up in our world. So it's like, interesting. So what we're doing is doing a cleaning of that environment between the pineal and pituitary, cleaning away the threatening consciousness, the threatened consciousness, the fight against war consciousness, and clean the windows, the lenses of the mind between those bodily functions, those bodily parts in such a way where there's space between them. And it's like seeing like little cellular repair nanobots coming in to kind of rebuild the structures, sacred geometry, all of that, just coming in to rebuild the structures and new pathways between the two that are not one-way tracks. They have parallel tracks that function together and can communicate with one another all the time and don't feel the threat or don't feel the need to continually block the other and don't feel afraid like they're held up in an environment that's slowly decaying and losing its sense. Senses, slowly atrophying, bringing it back into vitality, bringing them back into life, bringing them back into nourishment, connection, communication, clarity. And then opening up those pathways to the hypothalamus. Kind of need to call in some energetic and some gardeners between those connections into the amygdala. Because bilateral amygdala, again, look like swampy. They almost look like sewage trenches. Yuck. Okay, let's clean them out. And easy water. Thank you. Oh, I so love easy water. Linking that back into the thalamus. through the pons, midbrain, medulla, in the reptilian brain. Rearranging those pathways as well. So it seems like an assist is coming to help the brain, to help clear the pathways so that it can relax a little more day by day by day, as it allows the intrigue and curiosity of the other brains to be played with. Nice. That is, again, linking to the senses. And then I see a spinning. There's a planet, the globus pallidus, we need to work with, and that is Jupiter in the planets. So Jupiter is a little off orbit, a little off orbit in our consciousness, in our brains, in our bodies. So it's almost been out of orbit, but also like spinning and going too fast. Oh, there you go, Ange. That's spinning and going too fast. Here's the image of the old carnival rides of the teacups that spin around and then spin around. They're spinning around one way and then the whole thing is spinning around. That's what it looked like. So it's like, let's put it back on in alignment. Thank you. And I'm actually being corrected. It's like, I don't need to be put back in alignment. Your awareness of me needs to be put back into alignment. And so I acknowledge that gratefully. Thank you. So our awareness, our connections, again, are being aligned newly. Pathways are being cleared and clarified and aligned newly. And now I feel the soles of the feet and kidney one, the acupuncture point, kidney one. And suddenly a mosquito shows up. That's fascinating. It's that whole electrical energy of the nervous system. Oh, so nervous system. Nervous system needs to be... Again, cleared, cleansed, clarified. And kind of disentangled. So I see some knots, almost like some neurological bunchings that need to be unbunched, need to be disentangled so that the communication can come through clearly. And it quits fritzing. It's like short-circuiting. So it's disentangling them, clearing the pathways, establishing new connections. Now I know why the mosquito showed up. This is actually related to, strongly connected to, our bugs and the bugs in the world and our blood and Lyme disease. There is a Lyme disease thread that runs throughout this world immensely. which creates an intense fear of little things. Ticks, flies, fleas, bees, mosquitoes. Not that we want to be plagued by them, but that it has created a battle between our human selves and our bug selves. Oh. Like, who will survive? So we want to realign a harmony within the nervous system, the central nervous system, the kidney meridian. Establish a flow between the kidney meridians and all the other meridians. To get the energy flowing in a vital direction, in a helpful direction, in a life direction, in a harmonious direction, so that we quit poisoning our world and ourselves. And creating the very things we fear. Oh, just think. Thank you, Mosquito. This is all linking back to the heart. It's like a big smile as it comes to my face. It's like the heart is like, thank you. And it's really relishing the fact that it is being acknowledged and that the head brain is willing to work with it. The gut brain's always been willing to work with it. Here, not always. So, we're going to reestablish that. Thank you. That energy of gratitude and appreciation for our bodies and for the systems in our bodies, the energies of our bodies, our blueprint. It's like going back to that original blueprint that was preconception. And allowing the information to be revealed, recognized, and realized in the here and now. And I say in the here and now, and I hear a caution which just says, yes, it is acknowledged in the here and now, and allow it to show up. So allow our biology to catch up with it instead of trying to force it to do that or making it wrong. So allow it to be informed in such a way that the hows show up. So the brains know what to do. And cherish the bodies and vice versa, that and the lives that they're working with. And I see like this grid, like an Alex Gray image coming to mind with all of us being connected energetically in that grid and to all life around us, from the microscopic and unseen to the grossest, largest imagining, unimaginable, all part of us. It's interesting because the place I was going to sit tonight to do this session was in a totally different direction, and now it's like I'm facing across from a mirror, and I knew for some reason I needed to sit across from that mirror, but it's really kind of showing that dimensional aspect of the portals, but it's also showing the mirror. We are mirrors for one another. That does not mean we are clones of one another. We are all gifts and blessings to one another. And let's breathe that in and tap that in. And everybody drink that in, literally. So we can tap into the fluidity and the stability and the agility and the reliability and the pliability, all of the abilities of the body and the being in life. And that is complete. I'm going to stop the recording now because I hear some background noise. Does anybody want to say anything before I do?
Hi, Debbie. This is Lisa Ralston. I'd love to say something.
Hi, Lisa. Good.
Hi, and thank you so much. It's so nurturing and wonderful to be in this space, and hello to all. I was deep in meditation this morning and feeling this new moon, and one of the beautiful visuals that came to me was taking off my face, taking off my mask, and under it were the stars, the universe, and it was almost terrifying and wondrous and something that I could not possibly understand. And another thing that's been coming to me recently is the flower of life matrix being as that of our fascial system, as well as alluding and giving life to like the power points on the earth, the universe, our acupuncture and pressure points on the body, and just how this fabric of connectedness is so palpable and so real and so constantly moving and working out for us and mirroring in all of our relations. And it's just so rich. And so I just wanted to share and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. That was beautiful. And so fitting.
Yeah.
If no one has anything more to add, I'll stop the recording.